Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Francona reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. There goes Wagner trying to get to third. Powell throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Wagner for the out. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaborn moves to third. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Seaborn scores. Lau moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lau scores. Bunker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Bunker moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bunker scores. Snyder moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tommy John now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Powell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Tommy John. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Snyder moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder scores. Powell moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Tom Kelly now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bunker takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bunker moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Bunker scores. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. 1 out. It's 9-2, Orioles. Tony Martinez pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Martinez now playing second base. Jerry Walker now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 3 in the game. Chance strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 5 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Banks pinch hits for Gary Bell. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.